بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Just to refresh in our minds and memories, that the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and the main purpose of us staying away from our halal food, halal drink and halal wives, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to become conscious of Allah, to gain that frame of mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching over me, Allah is always informed about me, Allah naziri, Allah hadiri, Allah ta'ala is listening, Allah is hearing, Allah is looking, Allah is all aware. So يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, this is the believers, O people of Iman. And as we learn from our Honorable Shaykh, Ya Ayyu Ladina Amanu, this is a very special type of address. When a person hears it, then it's actually a proof that because you're hearing it, it means that you have Iman. Allah is waking you up. If you heard it, you have some Iman in you. And if you read it also, it's because you have some Iman in you. Allah is calling out the royal address, Ya Ayyu Ladina Amanu. O people, O those who have Iman, kutiba alaykum, that fasting has been ordained upon you. Allah Pak did not say that I made it farz upon you. Allah said it was made farz upon you. To make it about light, you tell somebody that I want you to do this. But you say, it is suggested that you do it. Make it about light for him. So Allah Ta'ala made it very light for the ummah. So his shafqat and his compassion, Allah Ta'ala is like a direct command that I want you to do it. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ. The siyam and fasting has been ordained upon you, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, to make it even more lighter for you. It's not only farz upon you, but it is also farz upon people of before. You also kept roza. And for how long? أيام معدودات. Just few days, 30 days only. And if you do it right, if you do just these 30 days right, that you have stayed from your halal food, halal drink and halal wife, with the intention of gaining taqwa and Allah consciousness, 30 days will be enough for your life to come right. What the thing Allah Pak has given us just is ayyam ma'dudat, few days, you can count it on your fingers. And if you get it correctly, then la'allakum tattaqoon, you will get taqwa in you. Taqwa will come and everything else will vanish. All the vices, all the sins, all the avenues, there will be no effort for you because you made the correct effort. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Here Hazrat also explains alaykum. Allah comes to show upon. As if now the siyam and fasting will take control of you completely. Let it take control of you. And how Hazrat explained this also? One is being made farz upon you that you can't eat, drink and enjoy intimacy with your wife during the day. And not only that, more than that now, kutiba alaykum, that fast has been ordained upon every limb, alaykum, upon you completely, has taken control of you, upon your eyes must keep roza also. Your ears also have to keep roza, your tongue, your hands, your feet, your private parts, your mind, your heart, every single limb spiritually has to keep roza also. Not only that I'm not eating or not drinking, and I stay far from my wife, but everything else I am doing, the eyes also has to keep a roza. Complete fast. And here, Hazrat goes into detail, the fasting of the eyes, you don't have the time. They're what you shouldn't be looking at. But to the extent Hazrat says too, that train your eyes not to look at even halal things. Train your eyes not even to look at attractive things of this dunya, Allah Ta'ala will give you the strength to abstain from haram things. Now we have an overindulgence in halal things. Now we're living on the border that we're going to haram. A person has a certain skill or a certain business. Now he has to advertise on a certain app. Now on that app now there's so many other things. Or whatever it may be, some fashion or he's doing clothing. Now the certain app has the fashionable clothing over there. But everything haram comes there also now. Then it becomes over, and we know when it comes to scrolling, there's no end to it. Carries on and carries on and carries on. Over indulgence. Person likes cars, you continue the entire night looking at cars. He likes guns, you look at guns the whole night. He likes this, he likes that, there's no end to it. overindulgence, the eyes is not now accustomed, is not tuned, not trained to abstain from anything. So from that halal, 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 mubah, he goes into permissible things, slowly goes into makruh, from makruh he goes into the borderline, into haram. Into haram, and then he can't stop it now. That's why our Hadrat says that control your eyes from halal things also. Don't overindulge. Don't over. Person likes cars. Now he goes to the. And then more than that, Allah Ta'ala forgive the ummah. Where are we spending money to go see car shows? When I see car shows, see this car, this feature, this interior, this exterior. And now even the exhaust now is getting us excited also. See the sound of the car. They made it something of excitement to be getting excited. But the car got such a sound to it. How foolish. That too makes us excited. The sound of the car. Everything about what they're jumping for, they're making us jump also. Small, small thing making us excited about it. And how the ummah is falling. Whereas Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu says, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people, وَاللَّهَ تَلَىٰ give us honor, izzat, nobility, status because of Islam. Allah Ta'ala gave the ummah honor and izzat and status because of Islam. Then after he says that if we have to look for izzat and honor, status and name in anything else besides Islam, Allah will disgrace us. Allah will humiliate us. And we can see the kuffar, they gave us all the different titles and degrees, etc., etc. They made up all these things and we ran for it. And then they want to cancel it, then they want to take it back, then they want to fine you for it, they want to penalize you for it. Now they made the entire structure, and then now they want to disgrace you. Now they want to humiliate you. Now they want to embarrass you. If we had Islam, then nobody can embarrass you. No one can humiliate you. We have Allah with you. We gave up Allah, and it's normal. If you go for something else besides deen, the deen of Allah and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, it means you're leaving Allah. There's only one direction. It has to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to go towards deen. Allah has kept respect and honor only in the deen of Islam. A person may feel people honor me because of my wealth. In reality, we know people say to me, he's making salam to my car. He's not making salam to me. If tomorrow I don't have the car, he'll ask, where's the car? And he won't recognize you also. He says, Imam, I didn't recognize you in that car. The simple car. I'm looking for the other car of yours. So, and that too, how many people are really happy for you? They despise you more than they're happy for you. And then they'll take out the story, yeah, how he made his money. Overnight he made it something, some garbar over there. It wasn't completely. They'll make some story. That's why he says, Allah Ta'ala has kept our izzat only in Islam and nowhere else. Now for our children also, we're looking respect for them in avenues besides Islam. Once you go that way, then you left Islam. Then if you left where Allah Ta'ala has kept honor, like Hazrat is explaining also, now a few days ago, and when it comes to asbab and means, when it comes to means and asbab, it is mubah and permissible to adopt the means of sustenance, to do some work, some business, it's permissible. Is that farz? It's permissible. But to regard the asbab and the means as your God is haram. That this is everything. That through this now I will get my sustenance, through this I will get this, through this I will get that. He says, now you've appointed that as, those things as your God. And if once you've done that, then you left Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is no respect for you. The Thani will say, rahmatullah alayh, that one is rahat, and one is asbab rahat. One is being comfortable in life, and one is having the asbab and the means of comfort. We can have all the means of comfort, will not bring you comfort. Person has a very comfortable bed. But as Hakim Sahib would say, he's taking volume 5. He needs to sleep, he's taking sleeping tablets. What a bed you have, what a bedroom you have. Can't get sleep. He says he has all the means to comfort him, to make him sleep. But he can't get sleep. But he just peeps out of the window, and the garden boy is snoring away. What a sleep he's getting. What a sleep. He's got nothing to sleep. He's got a simple bed over there, a broken bathroom and toilet, and what a sleep he's having. Now you think that who's the boss and who's the worker? I'm working to pay him and he's having a good life. As I say, they went to Jamaat into one country, Barbados or somewhere, Trinidad, one of these countries. So each day they took them to somebody's bungalow. Beautiful along the ocean. So Hazrat mentioned this also. He says people now in North America, etc., those countries, they have the holiday homes along the coast. You see, when you go there, who's staying there? The maid and the garden boy. All year they're enjoying it. The boss comes once a year. It's really now, who's the boss and who's the worker? He's paying to maintain it. And he's taking this boy also to stay in the house. Please, you must stay here. And the domestic also. So reality now, look at this is modern-day slavery. Modern-day slavery. And the boss will tell you, please, you must use the jacuzzi or the motor will pack up. Now and then, let it run. Now and then, let it run. The pool also. So all these things, they'll have to use it. And he'll come once a year or twice a year. So look at this whole dunya system. Where are they looking for honor? There's no honor in that. That person knows about the house better than the owner of the house also. But Jannat, person aspires for Jannat, that's his. Allah has designed for him, that will be yours, that will give you honor and izzat. In Quran, Allah has kept honor and izzat. Once Hazrat had a jalsa somewhere, those in Verlum. And before the main bayan, so the MC called up, it will have a qirat, hafiz so and so, disqualified as a hafiz of Quran, and they brought from Morana one very beautiful designer, sofa to sit for the bayan, very comfortable. So MC announced, we'll call so-and-so Hafiz al-Quran, qualified recently, and alhamdulillah, his father is a muazzin of the masjid. Muazzin's son, how do you say, from Malawi, they immigrated, they came to our country, the youngster came, sat on the sofa, and he read the qiraat. Day after, Hazrat sat down. So he asked the audience at him, he says, the sofa was brought for me to come and sit. But before me, who sat over here? He said, the young boy. Anybody really knows him? Saw him? He said, it's Muazzin's son. But in reality, the sofa was brought for him. He sat here before me. This is the honor of Quran Sharif. Before I could speak, he had to speak the kalam of Allah first. So the sofa was brought for him. Now he allowed me to come and sit here after his qiraat was finished. Allah Ta'ala shows you, really honor is where in Quran Sharif. Where, so to say, no name brand, no family background, don't know this boy, father is Muazzin, sometime by cleaning the masjid, just because of Quran Sharif. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ Allah Ta'ala has given us izzat and honor and status only through Islam. Looking for anywhere else, you'll be despised. Hazrat says they will give it to you, they will offer it to you the dunya, and then when they want to cut your hands, when you feel you're too greedy, then they'll say now, shut down. Curfew, virus. So you put the reset button. Now my dunya is closed. But your deen is still open. Quran I can still read. I can still do my deeni amal. So when they want to give you their release, when they want to shut down, they'll shut you down. When they say load shedding, they'll switch the lights off. Alright? So this is the dunya. Dunya is this. For us is our deen. Our deen you can't shut down. Look at our brothers, our families in Gaza. Can't shut them down. As much as they want to, how much they're trying to, you still hear the word Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient for us. He's the best savior. He's the best guardian over us. Entire family is wiped out. Now imagine the kafir that did so much of effort to try to break the morale of the Muslim, and still to the Muslim is saying Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. I don't surrender. I'm still sticking to my deen. What goes through that kafir's heart? He is humiliated. So much of ammunition, artillery, the best in the world. Best in the world. It should be like a walkover. Allah's Qudrat, Allah is showing you. You can't just do it. Iman is a different power altogether. That too, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they were made shaheed, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. When his life is going, then he's seeking Qasam. But the Qasam of the Rabb of the Kaaba, I have gained success. I've given my life, but I saw my Jannat already. He says, I smell the fragrance of Jannat coming from the mountain of Uhud. Sahabi is saying. Okay? Since the fragrance of Jannat from Mount Uhud gives his life in the path of Allah. You can't put Islam down. It's not possible. But they've given us an entire system where there's no Islam. And then they'll cut our hands, and they'll cut our salary, and then they'll tell you, right, this is how much you can earn, but the taxes are half of that. Before tax, after tax. What a dhokha and deception. Allah is saying, Quran Sharif, you get a full reward. Every harf, every letter, 10 is a minimum sawab. Minimum reward. In namaz, you're performing salah, even more reward. Out of salah, with wudu, out of wudu, looking at Baytullah, Kaaba Sharif, for that too sawab. Making tawaf, for that too sawab. Smiling at the wife, for that too sawab. Looking at your parents, you're getting the reward of Hajj and Umrah, that too reward. Allah says, look at the currency of Akhirat. And not only that, Hazrat says, very easy. You're going to make your dunya, you're going to make your akhirat, Allah has given us a very easy prescription. Absolutely easy. But you see now we used to glitter and glamour. Inna dunya hulwatun khadira. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, dunya is hulwa, is sweet. Khadira is lush and green. The glitter, the glamour of dunya. So it attracts the heart of human. Human, his heart is attracted to color, to light, to glitter and glamour. Deen, if it's nice, bland, there's nothing here really. Is that thing here? Here really. So dunya has everything. But then before he knows it, he's parashan, he's restless. What I was speaking about before this? Huh? Ah, before this. It slipped by my hand. Huh? What? Is it? Yeah, that now. There's no point in me. Inna dunya hulwatun khadira. For prescription for. La ilaha illallah. Somebody needs to come into my neck. What is slavery? Khair, inshallah. So dunya is like that, my dear brothers. When it comes to deen, it's very, very simple. But Allah Ta'ala has kept everything in our deen. So insan will be attracted by all the things of dunya away from the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and before he knows it, then he's lost his dunya and he's lost his deen also. The easy prescription to get our dunya and our akhirat. So deen is very easy. Inna deena yusrun. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said deen is very easy. But to us, because there's no glitter, no glamour, seems no fun, is bland. So really, is it like, we want some fun in our life, because we've been exposed to all these kuffar ways. They say, if you want to make your dunya, with your obedience to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, make khidmat of your parents and make dua for them. Allah will open dunya for you. Allah teaches us every day, make dua for your parents. Take out 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Not only for them, your grandparents also, great grandparents also. If they are marhum, give sadqa on their name. Make dua and maghfirat for them. Go to the qabristan. So like this, Allah will open dunya for you. And the person wants his akhirah to open, he says, make dua for your ustaz. Make dua for your sheikh. That's all you got to do. Where you got your deen from, make dua for those people, for those institutions. Allah will open your deen and Allah will open for your children. This is tried and tested. Then boy, you have a great amount of respect for his ustaz, for his sheikh. Allah Ta'ala opened the taqdeer of his children also. Allah Ta'ala opened it for them. Those had love for the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, for the Allah Walas, for the Budruks, Allah Ta'ala made the same in his family also. Because he hosted them, he loved them, he made dua for them. And those that hosted them, looked after their parents also, in their lifetime, after their demise also, Allah Ta'ala opened dunya for them. So Allah Ta'ala made our deen very, very easy. But dunya will give you the long cut, the rat race. Rat race, and you'll make the figures, as I mentioned, the figures will be there, before tax, after tax. So this is what a deception. Whereas a mu'min lives in barakat. He lives on barakat. Barakat will come through amal, through deen. Now it's so unfortunate we have youngsters sending us messages. Mufti Sahib, we're writing our paper at Jummah time. Can I leave out the Jummah namaz? Inna lillahi. You know what's happening. Can I leave out my Jummah salah? Or the certain amal of deen, a certain action of deen, major amal. Leave it out. The parents are convinced. You've got to write the paper. You can't make it for Jummah. Get an alim to come later on. We're moving our deen for our dunya. That's why we have no respect. And the kuffar aren't even afraid to. They have no fear. Whereas before, they say, the people, the rulers would hear the name of Umar bin Khattab. A month's journey away, they'll be trembling already. Umar is coming, or he's sending an army. Already they have fear in their hearts. Now there's no more fear. Now we are the ones that are fearing. When Ilyas mentioned Rahmatul Ali, that person who doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will put in his heart the fear of the makhluk in creation. Doesn't fear Allah, Allah will put the fear of makhluk in his heart. Makhluk will do this to you, they'll do that to you. They burn your home, they'll take your business away. He lives in fear, anxiety. He lives in anxiety. Because he doesn't have the fear of Allah. When you say fear of Allah, it doesn't mean terror. It means fear which is full of love. I fear for love to upset the one that I love. I don't want to upset my Allah. He's given me so much. So this will come in the month of Ramadan if we really keep roza of the eyes. We protect our eyes from all haram, even permissible things also, as I mentioned. Permissible things. Now, as I mentioned, our eyes have become so accustomed of everything halal, we just want to take it in. Look as much as we want to. Person likes cars also. Now he wants to go, okay, you're looking at cars. Some new model car came out, somebody came to the masjid with it. Somehow you walk past the car, just look inside, how the interior. I read about this car, he has to look inside. Some new phone came out, whatever there is, some new gadget, he has to go through the thing. How this thing works, how what's it about. Overindulgence. So all these mubah things, too permissible things. When it comes to the mastorat, you know to what extent they are involved in this. There's no end to the scrolling. The fashion and the dressing, the baby clothing, for the daughter, for the son. It doesn't end. Just order online, order online, order online. There's no time for anything else. Taqwa means to become conscious of Allah. This thing consumes you completely. And even the West, they have written articles. And when it comes to the cell phone, it consumes your mind in such a way that if you are eating and you're on the cell phone, you'll finish your meal, but your mind hasn't registered you've eaten. Then you see the food is finished. Where it went to? The coffee, the tea is finished. You say, yes, you were drinking all this time. I didn't realize it. So busy on the phone. So realize it. He's so busy on the phone. Now that you see the youngsters walking around, they've got these big things on their ears. What do you call it? Earphones or ear, whatever it may be. Earphones have got there. He's crossing the road, doesn't even realize to you that you're coming at full speed, you need to turn in and he's a red robot. He's in his own dune. Can't hear the cars even coming. In his own world he is, completely. So how they program insan from night to day, this is what you must do, this is what you must listen to. So those are the eyes. So one is to protect the eyes from even permissible things. Right? And then, even this is now, you see physically things around us. That's why you make dua to Allah. Even doing your business, Ya Allah, you send it to our feet. Why do I have to chase it? Allah has promised you chase my deen, dunya will chase you. The person who makes his hammul wahidun, makes his concern and fikr just one fikr, hammul akhirah. His concern is of akhirat. The hadith sharif says, Allah will free his hands and full his heart. Allah will free his hands and full his heart and give him barakat. And the person who makes his ham and his concern and his fikr and his worry, dunya, then Allah will make his hands busy and will fill his heart with different types of trials and tribulations. And he'll have no itminan. He'll have no peace of mind. He's just busy, 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 because he made dunya the purpose. He made dunya the purpose, so his life will become like that. Makes akhirat his purpose, Allah will take care of his dunya. He'll have to work a little bit, and Allah will send it to the barakat of his salah, his a'mal, his taqwa, his spirituality, his ruhaniyat, his sifat, his qualities, not only amal. He has that to say very, very, very clearly, he says, is that only amal? Person feels that doing all the amal, but things aren't opening up. I'm still chasing dunya. It's not only amal. There's only one part of a person's life is amal. Amal we have to do. He says, with amal, sifat is to come, qualities. This now is not even in our mind that I have to bring qualities of iman within me. This is islah. One is islah of my ibadat, reforming, correcting my ibadat from my taharat, whether my wuzu is correct. Ask ourselves, even for Salatul Isha, how many of us use the miswak? Haven't used the miswak, it means my wuzu is not complete then. Spiritually incomplete. How I wash my hands, the right hand first, left hand first. We wash both the hands one time. We all are surgeons. We wait to theater. You wash both the hands one time. Wuzu is you wash the right hand first, then the left hand. Till the wrists. Then dua before that. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Bismillah al-azim walhamdulillah ala deen islam. Person recites Bismillah before wudu. As long as his wudu remains, the malaika write good deeds for him free of charge because you're in wudu. And he read the dua. Then how we gargle also, we just flush them out, we throw the water out. The complete way of cleaning them out, washing them out, gargling them out, you have to gargle. To hear the gargling sound. Then to use the miswak. Then is that just to put water in the nose? There's two things, istinshaq, istinthar. One is to throw the water inside, and then to blow the nose also. Only if we blow the nose, we're all rushing. Either we are in a hurry, two things as I said, either we are not cautious, we are either a cautious or a person is careless. Careless, either he is careless or he is cautious. If he is in a hurry, then he is careless. If he is in negligence, then he is not cautious. He doesn't worry. He is just making wuzu like it. So he never made a perfect wuzu all his life. Now there is need to reform that wuzu. That wuzu, the key to your salah is not right. One link is missing, one tooth of the key is missing. Is that opening properly? That thing is a bit faulty. Did you put some Q20 in there? Nothing wrong with the lock, something wrong with the key. Salah is perfect, something wrong with your key. Check your key. The wuzu is not right. So the wuzu is then half. Washing the hands wasn't correct. He didn't use miswak, he didn't gargle, he didn't flush the nose completely, clean it up properly. Then washing the face also, right within the eyes, the dirt over there. Then on the side also, he has to remove the dirt. Then here, when he comes between the beard and the earlobes, the water has to reach over there also. If the beard is fast, then you can see the skin, then the water has to reach the skin. If it's thick, then not necessarily. But if you can see below the baby beard, the skin is there, the water has to reach there. Then to make khilal after that, to make khilal of the beard after you finish is part of the sunnah. Then how to wash the hands correctly? You put it under the tap. It's not sunnah. There was no tap at that time. You just scoop the water from the mud and just roll it down and rub the water. 3 times. Right hand, left hand. And then, make masah? No? Khilal of the fingers. We are making khilal after masah of the head. Which is not correct. Whole life is coming out like that. Hazrat says now, where are we going to start the islah now? I'm thinking now of becoming a Allah wala. Get your wuzu right, that will make you Allah wala. That will make you a friend of Allah. He made it correct. Isbaghul wudu. In Hadith Sharif is called to make a perfect wudu. And that is demanded in Sharia. Make a perfect wudu. Then Hazrat says also, Alhamdulillah, we're designing our homes. But we didn't put a wuzu khala. We put a wuzu khala and then facing the Qibla. Even if facing the Qibla, we got all the du'as there, nobody's making wuzu there. Like a white elephant. We just got a wuzu khala. You say, Alhamdulillah, we got a wuzu khala there. Before in the old days, you know, the toilet was separate. Now Hazrat says, we got a whole conference center there in the bathroom. Everything is in one. At least for a low pan also. Well, the low pan is out now, finished. There's no more in our vocab, no more in the design. Architect doesn't know about it. So there's no talk about the low pan also. No talk whatsoever. Then we're standing and showering. That also is a sunnah. We've got to sit and shower. Frosted glass, you have clear glass. All these things now, you see, all this is now chipping away at our taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So I think just a few things and I will come right. We're going to make islah. Is that difficult? We're just going to change our mindset. So from wuzu, after you wash both the hands, then make khilal of the fingers. The right hand first, either this way or that way. Make khilal of the fingers. Then after you take fresh water, then make masah of the head. That too, how many are youngster, because his gel is here, won't make masah properly to it. Just now. Put his hand over. Doesn't touch the hair also. So masah not made. Wuzu not valid. Salah not valid. Because it doesn't spoil his hairstyle. Now how is taqwa is going to come? How is the assistance of Allah is going to come? How is the help of Allah is going to come? So the masah has to be correct. Then washing of the feet, the right foot, the left foot, how to make khilal of the toes also, from the little toe, is makruh to use the right hand to clean the nose or to wash the feet, use the left hand. And how much water to use also, israf in the water, how much of water we're using when it comes. So all these things Hazrat teaches us, make israf your wudu, make israf your istinja, make islah and reform and correct your ghusl. Whether that is correct also, whether we're making correct sunnah ghusl. How are we making ghusl? But there's no ruh and no spirit and no nur in the ghusl. There will be no nur in our salah also. Because the ghusl wasn't done right. Allah Ta'ala, the whole system is interlinked, is joined up. The whole sunnah is joined up, is linked up. So from the ghusl to the istinja, to the wudu and to the salah, all a complete link. But then to see how much break is in the link. But then to Allah Bak is giving. So this is our ibadat, we have to get that right. Our basic salah ibadat. Right? How we make our takbirah tahreema. How we standing up in salah. Our feet facing towards the qibla. Four fingers apart. How we tie our hands below our navel. All these things we got to check. We are so particular, as it says, when you're buying a car. Second hand car, used car. You take it for, I don't know how many check the thing is, how many points. 200 point check or 300 point check, whatever it is, before I. To make sure everything is right with this car. I don't want to get caught. So I take it whether to AA, whatever it is. I believe everything checked up properly before I purchase this vehicle. There we are so particular. Buying a house property also, we call in everybody. Pest control and this control and that control. Check everything. Certification is there for the electrical and then for the plumbing. I don't want to get caught. But my salah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam said, the biggest thief is the one that steals in namaz. Biggest thief is the one that steals in salah. So how now has become very, just my salah is correct. Then to bring the sifat. Now the ummah has become a bit conscious of the amal. Or I've been doing it. But they haven't become conscious of the akhlaq and character. And sifat will come into us. Tawakkul, yaqeen upon Allah. Trust in Allah. Love for Allah. Doing everything for Allah. Allah is everything for me. To have this yaqeen in Allah. Allah wants you to trust Him. How many fights people have with their wives? They don't trust me. It takes a lifetime to win her trust. Now one time you slip, finished. Trust is broken. Allah sent us as a makhluk, O my banda, trust me. But said in our vocab also, that there's something in my life of trusting my Allah. Place my trust, Ali tawakkaltu. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. I trust my Allah. Finish is done. I trust my Allah. How to build this trust in Allah? This confidence, yaqeen we call it. Tawakkul we call it. These are all qualities of the heart now. Now to rectify the heart, this is a whole process. One is to rectify my ibadat, one is my salah, Quran, zikr, my zakat, and all my ibadat. And now to correct my spiritual life is all these beautiful sifat that will come into me. When to be patient, when to make shukr, how to make shukr, how to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as it explains to in the Quran, is all over there. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala wanted to teach Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to have this trust in Allah. So Allah ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Oh Musa, what's in your right hand? So he replied, هِيَ عَصَايَ, I have my staff, my stick. أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا. Then I take support upon it. Then I break the leaves. And I herd my sheep and goats. And many more benefits. So he had confidence in his stick. My stick does all these things over here. So Allah wanted to highlight to him, Oh Musa, it might look to you as a stick, but I can change it if I want to. I can change it if I want to. Don't put the complete trust in your stick. So Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa alqi ma fi yaminik. Oh Musa, throw your stick now. Throw your stick down. Threw his stick down. فَإِذَا يَحِيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. Became a massive serpent all of a sudden. Got a shock of his life. He turned around. Walla mudbiran walla muyaqib. He ran for his life. Didn't look back also. He was human. He's a human after all. Always a Nabi of Allah. But he was human too. So fear will be there. So Allah Ta'ala told him, لا تخف خذها ولا تخف. But as I say, look at this on the stick. Solid stick. Wooden stick. Allah Ta'ala, in split second, Allah Ta'ala changed the entire stick to a complete serpent and snake with a complete anatomy of a serpent. Head, fangs, heart, everything complete. Allah Ta'ala made a split second like that. Allah showed him, yaqeen upon me. I can do this split seconds. Something which was dead, had no life, couldn't do anything. It was absolutely muhtaj in need of your hand for it to give any benefit. I changed it in a split second. From what? From a stick into a serpent that has all the faculties and anatomy of a serpent. Then Allah Ta'ala gave the command, خُذْهَا O Musa, grab it, don't fear. But this is one village in India, Imam Sahib was making imamat. As he was making imamat, simple people behind him also, there was a Hafiz al-Quran too behind him, about to go into ruku, about to go into ruku, and a snake all of a sudden came onto the Imam Musalla. And he's reading also Surah Taha. He came to Surah Taha, and he got stuck at this ayat now. فَإِذَا يَحِيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. All of a sudden the snake became a serpent that was moving at a high speed. So he can't move on now, he saw the snake. So the Hafiz up in the back is telling him, قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. They grab it, don't be fearful. Now he can't even talk, he can't even move. And the Hafiz up is giving him luqma. خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. Get hold of it, don't fear. خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. He's not taking the luqma. Then he got some little himmat and courage. He told that person, tell your father to come and take it. Come and take it. So here Allah Ta'ala shows, trust me. And the same stick when he came to the Red Sea. When he came to the Red Sea and he had the stick in his hand. Go Fir'aun behind him. The super army of the world, superpower of the world. Fir'aun is behind him. He has Bani Israel with him. Weak. They don't have anything to defend themselves. Here's the ocean and here's the army of Fir'aun. And they told him, O Musa, what you plan this entire thing to kill us like rats and mice? You're going to be finished. You're going to be finished. Here's the Red Sea over here. And here's Fir'aun's army just coming over the horizon, over the sand dunes, whatever it may be. They're going to walk over us. So Hazrat says, the logical thing would have been that I got such a powerful stick over here, I can sort them out. Allah says, no, don't trust the stick. Musa, take the stick and hit the water. Now to us, logically, should be taking the stick and hitting Fir'aun. Allah says, you listen to me, you hit. فَضْرِبِ عَصَاكَ الْبَحَرِ. So take your stick and hit it there, and trust me. And trust me, إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Say, كَلَّا. Allah will never abandon me. Allah is with me and He'll guide me. Allah says, strike the ocean. When he struck it, then all the path is open. Allah is showing his ummah that trust me. Trust me. Put your yaqeen tawakkul upon me. For that to come, you'll have to learn how to place your trust in Allah. The effort has to be made on the heart to take out this yaqeen, this false, incorrect yaqeen, which they've given us for 12 years in our schooling and then into us, that this will pay the rent. Yes, we're getting our dunya is done. But the qualities aren't coming in the heart. The qualities are means of which taqwa will come. Trust in Allah will come. The love of Allah will come. Then life will understand the reality of life. That's how we mentioned before also. It should not be that my life comes out in this world by leading a false life, fake life. It's a fake life. Hazrat mentioned also, whether you go to Dubai, whether you go to some other country, it's all fake. It's all just dolled up. It's just all, behind that all that glitter and glamour, behind the glass and behind the tile, is all kachi int. It's unbaked bricks. And it's all just mortar there, and it's all cement, etc. So this is dolled it up a bit. But the reality is what's behind it. What goes in the foundation is the real thing. It's all mess and dirt and filth, and all the concrete and the rest of it goes in there. That's the real thing. So what the insan has learned now, he's learned how to doll everything up. But it's not real. And insan's eyes likes it. So he bluffs him with it. He bluffs him with it. And insan falls for it. Before he knows it now, he lost his respect also. He lost his izzat also. He lost his family also. Children don't want to listen to him because he showed them all his avenues. It's a fake life. Then the children begin to give fake love also. Fake love, is that true? True love, true muhabbat will only come when a person learns to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will come when there's some mujahada and sacrifice. Like in the month of Ramadan, Allah says, little bit sacrifice you're making for me, I'll give you taqwa, but do it properly. One is the eyes you got to do. Protect the eyes, is a whole discussion protecting the eyes, and together with that, one is a positive, one is a negative. Positively look at the right things. Allah Ta'ala wants you to look at your Quran Sharif, you get sawab for it. Look at your children, you'll get reward for it. Look at the wife and smile at her, Allah will smile at you. Look at your parents, you get the reward of Hajj. But we don't have time for all of that. You're busy with the cell phone, you're busy, you can't look at the children, can't look at the wife also. Alright? Mother, we don't have time for parents also to go and look at them, give them a smile. We're just busy, 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 busy. Right? Even to meet somebody for the sake of Allah, they too will be busy. So how to use the eyes? One is a positive way, one is a negative way. Together with that, as I say, don't look down at anybody also. There's also the eyes. Don't look at somebody, give him a dirty look. That way, how to train the eye. So when it comes to the eyes, when it comes to the ears, when it comes to the tongue, all this is attached to mujahada and qurbani. We have to, now we don't know how to even make mujahada qurbani of the eyes. What do you mean mujahada of the eyes? That I have to put reins on my eyes. I have to hold it back on my tongue. Alright, we don't know when to speak and how to speak. And how many a wife will complain, he doesn't know how to speak to me. He doesn't know how to speak to me. He thinks, I'm the domestic in the house, or some friend of his, he just talks to me like that. You know what? One person I heard him telling his wife, he said, hey, take the chill pill. Take the chill pill. So anybody can tell your friend that. Can't tell the wife, take the chill pill. You tell him, take the chill pill, things get more hot. Things get more hot. So you can't tell the wife that, just chill off, cool off. You know, things will get even more garam. So there you got to run now. Allah Ta'ala's system is like that. So how to speak, when to speak, how to say things. We haven't learned these things, but we're sending our children for speech therapy. Go and learn how to speak properly. Speech therapy, he must win the speech contest. Won't get him his jannat. It won't get him. Go and teach him, send him to ulama ikram. How do I address my parents? How do I speak to them? How do I speak to my father? Don't say you. Say, Papa, Abba. Well, Abba come to eat. You won't say, you're coming to eat. Child doesn't know how to speak also. So you've got to teach them how to speak, Islamic speaking too. Then we've got to teach them where they're going to learn that from. We have to learn it first. They say by 7 years old is the cut-off point. The child will learn to speak and address everybody like how he hears his father. Then you hear the little boy saying, boss, boss, where are you learning the boss from? I hear my father on the phone. Holy speaking on the phone, so he picks up everything. Some youngsters try to speak to them. I hear him talking between the friends. Alright. And my papa bought a new car and so many kilos and so model, it was auto and the other ones on the stock. Hey, how you know this whole thing? This is the whole inventory. 7-8 year old boy, because he has everything on the phone. He has everything on the phone nowadays. Father is taking to school in the morning, he's on the phone. No time to make a muzakara in the car with the young boy. Makes an imani muzakara with the young boy. That you're going, what you're going to do. Be careful, don't get in the wrong company. When you're entering the class, make salam, enter with bismillah. Alright, when you open the kitab, read your durood sharif. Oh, little points, you remember the day the father is not there. My father told me all these things over here. How to do my work Islamically. But the father is busy too. And now the children, they're just looking out. What they're looking at, Allah knows best. So how to use the tongue, how to use the ears, all these things we have to go and learn to get this sifat into our lives. So one is to make istighfar of a'mal, to rectify and correct our a'mal. There's one department there. Then to correct our own lives, our own speech, how we look, how we speak, what we listen to, how we listen, how we react, how we think, our thought processes also. That also we have to make istighfar of it. Right? How we think of people, how we perceive people. And nowadays we say, no, he is like that. Believe me, I know him. But you can't say anything like that. I'm telling you, he did it, he said it. I know him, but you can't say that. You don't know. You don't know. And it's become a common thing amongst us now. Common thing. Just allegations, assumptions, and just evil thoughts of people. And yet, on the other hand, Sharia says, if you think good of everyone, good thoughts of everyone, positive thoughts of everyone, Qiyamah Day Allah will not ask you, where's the proof you thought good about him? But you think bad of someone, although you didn't utter it, Qiyamah Day Allah will ask you, where's the proof? Why you thought bad about him? Come with the proof now. You don't have the proof how you feel. You don't have a receipt how you feel. You don't have the invoice how you feel. Sorry, we can't take the goods back. Because you don't have the invoice, you don't have the receipt. Allah says, where's the receipt? Where's the evidence? You thought so much bad about him. For that you'll have to pay. But you think good about somebody, free of charge reward. So how to change my mindset also? My speech, many people speak because they speak negative. Like one is asking somebody, that I'm sure you'll have tea. What do you say? You won't have tea. Think different. You won't have tea. So the person can already feel now, he's the guest in the house. Alright, you won't have tea, you won't have coffee. You won't even tell me, it's alright, I'm okay, I'm fine. But if you tell him, inshallah, you'll have tea with me. Say, okay, if you're having, I'll have with you. Big difference. So how we speak negatively also, the negative impact on the family too. She's saying something, we're just coming across negative. The children also just negative. Because the environment has become like that. How to change our entire mindset to become positive. And Allah loves positivity. Allah loves the person to be positive. So how to get this mindset? This only comes, Hazrat mentioned to us, when we spend time with the friends of Allah. And see how they're positive in every sphere of life. In everything they're positive about Allah, they're so positive. They only have good thoughts of Allah. They only have good things to say about people. And they have such beautiful lives. That is why Hazrat Kim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, if only the wealthy of the world have to know that the friends of Allah are sitting on their torn sacks. What they enjoy in the love of Allah, the kings of the world will sell their crowns to come and buy one torn mat also. It's also an experience, what you're experiencing. Sitting there, behind a desk, on a torn pillow or cushion, and teaching kitabs and making zikr of Quran tilawat. If only they know what it is, they say, Darya Muhammad behti hai. That the ocean of Allah's love is flowing through their hearts. If only they get a taste of it, he says they want to sell all of the crowns and the gold, just give us a taste of it. Why? He says because the crowns are so heavy for the head, they're getting headaches. To carry all this is a headache. As Allah Wala is carrying nothing. He says, I have simple food, simple life, making zikr of Allah, and I'm enjoying my life. And here, the person has everything of dunya, doesn't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only they know, they will give up everything. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that the month of Ramadan is to get this taqwa in our heart, inshallah. When this taqwa will come into our lives, my dear brothers, then we'll lead a real life, not a fake life. Right now our life is fake. Whether our children really love us, we can't even guarantee it. Whether it's true love, whether it's fake love. Our kids also, whether we really love them. That's why ulama say that you only can have true love for your family, for your children, for your wife, for your parents. There will only be a true love if you learn to love Allah, the creator of my family. If you haven't learned to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I don't know what it is to love my wife. I will tell her I love her, but let her send one message. He said, now look at this now. I just took her for a holiday and she's talking like this. Then the love is gone. Others say, take her for 100 holidays. Take her for 50 holidays. Take her for the best holiday in the year also. And how much you spend on her, and you come back from the holiday, that maja, it only lasts for 1 week, the second week, as if you never took her anywhere. She tell you, wait, what you did? Where you took me? I say, yeah. I give her the fingers, she'll fall down. Now she say, it is your holiday. You just took me along. You did what you wanted to. You stayed where you wanted to stay. You wanted to do things like how you wanted to do things. And she says, now when the magaj will go, she tell you everything. What holiday, whatever you did for me. You never bought me pots or using your mother's pots. You just bought a whole range, where is it? They kept in the almari in the cupboard. Never used it. Even the curtains are your mother's curtains. All that will come out now. And you think to yourself, Ya Allah, what haven't I done? You're trying to buy love. You're trying to buy love. We haven't given real muhabbat from the heart because I don't know how to love my Allah. When I learn to love my Allah, and the wife and I am the same page, not same page. So we can use a good example, same page of the Quran Sharif. On the same para we're reading, Alhamdulillah. That's muhabbat. We're reading the same page. That's muhabbat. We're doing now the same khatam. Not that she's gone far ahead, and I'm still lagging behind. But we're all moving together, Alhamdulillah. And that is real muhabbat and real love. Then, to conclude, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu's riwayat, he said when the father will go into Jannat, Alhamdulillah, he made his miles. And he got his Jannat, he'll go in there, because of his high piety and taqwa, and Jannat will be empty. Then he'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Aina zawjati, Aina awladi. The Salmi has mentioned this in his Ashrafu Tafasir. He'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where's my wife? Where are my children? So Allah will say that they didn't reach your level. They didn't reach your level. But because he had genuine love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. True love for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَمَا أَلَتَنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلْهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah will not drop him down to their level. Allah will raise them to his level. Allah will raise his family to his level. And then Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, take it one step further. Take it one step further. Why he will ask for his wife and children is because he spent his life with them. That was his comfort zone. When he went home, they were there for him. So he spent his time with them, now he's feeling lonely. The Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that the barakah of having a sheikh and attending the majlis also is a weekly program. And how the murid waits to go to the sheikh, and the sheikh also waits to see the murid. There's muhabbat for the sake of Allah. There's love for the sake of Allah. And then Hazrat Hakim Tab would say that one is a murid, becomes in love with the Shaykh. Why? Because he loves Allah. He only loves that person for the love of Allah, not for anything else. So the muhabbat between the two is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said when the murid is there for the programs and the majalis, he's not ducking behind the pillow or sitting in the back, he's coming to the front. He's coming to the front. Why? Not to show the Shaykh, to show Allah. Yalla, I'm here. Yalla, I have desire. Yalla, I want you. He says the murid will show his desire that he wants to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what they say, fana fi Shaykh, he becomes annihilated in the love of the Shaykh. When the Shaykh sees this, then Hazrat Hakim Sahab says, then the Shaykh becomes fana fi murid. The Shaykh falls in love with the murid, then the Shaykh says to Yalla, he's got so much of desire, Yalla, open your doors of love for him. Yalla, give it to him now. Look at his persistence. So the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that, take it one step further, when the Shaykh will go into Jannat, he is a spiritual father. Then he said to Allah also, in our terms, that Ya Allah, one is my family, and with my spiritual children. Every week we should sit and make a dhikr, Ya Allah. Allah will say, they didn't make the your status also, but because you are the spiritual father, I will raise them also towards you. So you can have your majlis there. And Hazrat Abu Hazrat Wala says too, we are waiting for that time Allah Ta'ala give us, where we can sit in Jannat in one corner, but Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Gangohi, Hazrat Nanotvi, Mujaddid Al-Fathani, Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki, all these giants, one day we can sit with them also. We can sit with them and Sahaba radiallahu anhu, ask them, how was Uhud? How was Badr? What love you had in your heart? How you give your lives like that? What is pumping in your heart, these young boys, Ma'awiz and Afra, Mu'az. How you young boys went in the battlefield, your hand got cut off, you ripped it out, and you still went with the kafir. What was it pumping in your heart? He says, we're waiting for the time to sit with them and ask them the kar guzaris. So what a majlis that will be. The little majlis will happen when it's happening first in dunya, then it will be transferred to Jannat. Allah Ta'ala make us among those inshallah and give us the feet to make amal inshallah. And this muhabbat, my dear brothers, we'll find true and sincere love and muhabbat for the gatherings of zikr, for the masjid, and our small children. Where they want to be in front. Look at the young boy, he wants to be here. He could be sleeping now. There's many more youngsters. But they want to be here. This is pure love. Pure love, although they have everything else to do. Like one youngster today had to leave because he goes to school tomorrow. When he left, he was almost crying. I asked him, you want to go? He said, I don't want to go. I want to be here. I want to be. There's pure love now. Pure love. For a youngster, what is it? For him is to play outside. Nafale teka, what it is for him? I sit by the fridge there, I have some cold drink upstairs. But the youngster still coming to open the Quran Sharif. That is pure love. He's opening the Quran because he loves Allah. Where is it coming from? It's coming from somewhere. From the father, from the mother, from the grandparents, from the daddy, from the nani. Coming from somewhere, as the Hakim Sahib says, when they have this love at the young age, harness it. Don't break it. Don't tell him, no, you can't be here. Because the day will come when he says, I don't want to be there. Papa, you carry on. He says, they want to come, he said, bring them. Bring them. So even now, the school may be opening right now, but you won't get these days again. You won't get these days again. That's why Hazrat Wala, when he sees the young children, he calls them to come and sit here. Allah Ta'ala keep you here. So these youngsters, you find them coming over here. The youngster today was leaving, he was broken, bichara. He has to go back home now. He goes to school tomorrow. Alright, Allah Ta'ala accept the cry of his heart, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala bring him back, because these days won't come again. These days will pass by. The school will be waiting always, inshallah. This thought comes to mind now when I met this youngster this afternoon. There's so many out there also. They don't want to come. School will carry on. Be no loss, inshallah. This will be your loss. One night in the path of Allah, how many youngsters by this time he's sleeping at home, he's tired, etc. But coming here, he's waiting. Just be in his hand already. Just be in his hand and they're waiting to make zikr of Allah. We can imagine now how happy Allah becomes. Where he learned to make the zikr of Allah. My father brought me. What value for that father? What value for that mother also? That my son now is going for zikr majlis. He's spending the night in the path of Allah. This is al-haq sahawa ikramba. The Nabi of Allah made tashkil. Who will stand guard at my tent tonight? The sahaba ikram were lined up. So when youngster was standing at the far end, So he stood on his toes to show he's taller. And he said, Labbaik, so there's Labbaik, Nabi, Fala, I'll be there. Okay. Anybody else? Wait, nobody is responding. Then from the other side, Nabi, Fala, I'll be there. 2-3 times. The Nabi of Allah went to his tent, one youngster came. He says, there were 2 or 3 of you all. Say, Ya Rasulullah, that's me. When he asked the first time, I was there. Second time you asked, I ran that side quickly. When he asked the third time, I ran back again. There's only me. What love for deen. So ulama say, this love we had, where it came from? The mother sent him. Father sent him. Go, put yourself forward. And what dua you got from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Ta'ala is reviving this once again in the world. So don't hold back ourselves, don't hold back our children also. Let them go ahead in deen. Allah Ta'ala will grant them izzat inshallah. But sir, before I forget also, sometimes you'll find now the youngster sitting in front. As I told us one time also, you see them jumping and playing, and the father sitting showing big eyes. Hey, if I can get my hands on him, I'll twist his neck. How he's jumping in there. So it happened one time, it was the Talmi Rahmatullah Ali told on Murid that you tell them about your children, but why don't bring them and come? So in his mind, he said, can't take them to the Khanka because they're so naughty. So anyway, he brought the children. After some time, it was the Talmi Rahmatullah Ali. So he's sitting by Hazrat, brought his children sitting next to him also. So Hazrat asked him, speaking to him, he said, "Bhai, your children are sick." He said, "No, they're not sick." He said, "Why are they sitting so quietly? They're bimar or something. Need treatment?" He said, "No, no." He said, "Because you shouted them. You warned them that you're going to Hazrat sit quietly." He said, "Children have to jump. They must feel comfortable over here. They must feel not threatened over here. They won't want to come again. They must come. Able to jump. Yes, within the adab of the masjid." But he said, "They must come. No problem." They sit on my lap. They put my topi out. These are children. When they grow up, they'll think, "Subhanallah, what beautiful days it was. Where we could go to the masjid, alhamdulillah. There was an old uncle too. He gave us some chocolate. Other one too. Asked us to eat some." That's we're chasing them all the time. That we're chasing them. Muhabbat for the young children. This we learned from our mashayikh. How they showed muhabbat and love for them. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Ana jaleesu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، أو كريم رحيم الله. Oh may Allah grant us true taqwa in the true sense of the word. Oh may Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the month of Ramadan to attain the taqwa, to become conscious of you, may Allah. Never to forget you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open our hearts by means of your dhikr, O may Allah. Allah maftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikrik. Ya Allah, open the locks of our hearts, O may Allah. Ya Allah, you have put so many locks upon our hearts. Ya Allah, through your blessed and mubarak and sweet name, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open all the locks, O may Allah. Grant us your consciousness, grant us taqwa, grant us piety, grant us our wives, our families, our children, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us a true life, O may Allah. Save us from a fake life. Save us from deception of dunya. O may Allah, no one likes to be deceived. No one likes to be cheated upon, O may Allah. But ya Allah, we are cheating ourselves. We are deceiving ourselves day and night, O may Allah. Ya Allah, give us yaqeen upon you. Ya Allah, give us trust upon you. Give us true love for you, O may Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us a true life. Ya Allah, like how you give Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, their lives are genuine, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they live in your love, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, they gave up their lives for you, for your muhabbat and your love. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us those hearts that you have given your friends, O my Allah, that pump in your muhabbat and your love. Give us eyes of the heart, O my Allah. Give us yaqeen and trust upon you. Give us sifat that you love and qualities that are beloved to you. Ya Allah, make islaf all our amal. Correct all our amal, O my Allah. Correct our akhlaq, O my Allah. Correct ourselves, Ya Allah, from head to toe. Ya Allah, internally, externally, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our dunya easy for us, O my Allah. Give us khatima bil khair. Give us maut upon iman. Ya Allah, make our qabr for us. Make our akhirat for us. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from all the influences around us, O my Allah. Give us deen in our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us deen temperaments and deen minds, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Every step of our life, Ya Allah, let us be conscious, Ya Allah, of your commands, for the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayah for the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah, O my Allah. Correct the ummah, O my Allah. Have mercy upon the ummah, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, those that are giving sacrifice, Ya Allah, upon your name in Gaza, whichever part of the world, O my Allah, grant them rahat, O my Allah, grant them sukoon, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, and shabin, Ya Allah, chocolate and sweets falling upon the children, Ya Allah, the only bombs that are falling upon their heads, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, our children are drowning, Ya Allah, in luxuries, O my Allah, from chocolates to sweets and ice creams. Ya Allah, if only we could, O my Allah, we'd have taken them in, we'd have given our lives to go to them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, just to, Ya Allah, hug them, Ya Allah, to feed them, Ya Allah, give them solace, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors and mercy upon them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of nusrat and help and assistance and protection for them, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, dispatch the malaika to protect them. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. O my Allah, grant them, Ya Allah, strong hearts. Ya Allah, grant them the patience and sabr, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is written, Ya Allah, for the enemies. O my Allah, shake the earth beneath them, O my Allah. Let the earth swallow them inside, O my Allah. Show them your qudrat and your power, O my Allah, which has no limits, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are all powerful. The skies and the earth belongs to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, this makhluk belongs to you. Ya Allah, the only reason they are being bombed, O my Allah, is because they take your sweet and beautiful name, O my Allah. أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَيَّقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ Oh my Allah, the same thing happened before, that men were killed because they said, Rabbi Allah. Allah, because they said, Rabbi Allah. Only because of that they are being bombed, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, accept the cries, oh my Allah. Allah, accept the hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Oh my Allah, come to the assistance, oh my Allah. The months have passed on and begging. The month of Ramadan is about to finish, oh my Allah. The 10 days of rahmat, the 10 days of maghfirat, the 10 days of itqum minan nar, emancipation of the fire of Jahannam. Oh my Allah, what an eid they will have, oh my Allah. Then the month of Hajj will begin. Oh my Allah, how much longer? Ya Allah, you're all informed, you're all aware. Ya Allah, we know it is because of our gunas and sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us everything, oh my Allah. We haven't contributed to the ummah. Oh my Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive us, oh my Allah. Because true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us pain for the ummah, oh my Allah. Give us pain for the ummah, oh my Allah. Open our hearts to the ummah. That we raise our hands minimum and cry for the ummah. We spend upon the ummah. Ya Allah, we leave our homes to strive in the ummah, oh my Allah. So that your mercy may descend upon the earth, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are fully aware, oh my Allah. Right now the earth has become hot and heated because of your anger, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, cool your anger in the month of Ramadan. Oh my Allah, cool your anger in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we cannot take the anger of our parents upon us. We cannot take the anger, Ya Allah, of our wives with us. Ya Allah, if you are angry, Ya Allah, we still sleep at night. We still eat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah, through the tears and through the crying and qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ya Allah, through the bodies and the shahadat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum that are buried in the land of Sham, oh my Allah. How many thousands of them, Mu'az bin Jabal, Shaddad bin Us, Ya Allah, and all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they are buried, Abu Ubaidah, Dirar bin Azwar, and so many Sahaba, Mu'ad bin Samid, and so many Sahaba ikram are buried there, that give their lives in your path. Ya Allah, we ask you to the wasila of these beautiful souls, oh my Allah, that gave their lives, that Ya Allah, change, Ya Allah, the tide of the ummah. Ya Allah, wrote the wisdom of Hidayat, Ya Allah, change the tide for the ummah. Ya Allah, send your help for them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We beg of you, oh my Allah, give us yaqeen upon you, oh my Allah, that you will do it for us, oh my Allah. Not that this we are asking. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, that yaqeen and trust, oh my Allah, that Allah, you will do it, oh my Allah. You have full power to do it, oh my Allah. And you will hold the hands of the zalim, oh my Allah. You will take hold of them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you will break them into pieces, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have broken every command of yours into pieces. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to repair our lives. To come upon iman and taqwa. Ya Allah, accept us, make it easy for us. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Ya Allah, accept our family's du'as. Accept our children's du'as. Our parents' du'as. And the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ma sha'a Allah la quwwata illa billah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين جزاكم الله Brothers can proceed to the back very quickly, inshallah, and they can recharge and refuel. When we go to the garage, nobody sits there. All the people sit there nowadays. But they fuel, they fill the fuel and they move on. So we can fuel quickly, inshallah, and come back to our Quran and Salah, inshallah. As you know, we will get lazy, we leave the masjid. Before we leave, at least the right of the masjid, the Surah Qat Salah, the double Quran Tilawat, at least 100 Durood Sharif, make dua for the Ummah, and then we can leave, inshallah. الله تعالى يكتب لك سبحانك اللهم بحمدك ونشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك